And now for the latest from the markets, we're joined by Ed Glenny from Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon, Ed.
Good afternoon, Madison.
How's our market looking today?
Market's a little bit stronger this morning, so we're up currently 28 points for the NZX 50 at 10,863, and that's almost a quarter of a percent higher than yesterday's close.
How about the share prices of Sanford, Goodman, and especially oil and gas after that takeover offer was just rejected?
Yeah, look, NZ Oil and Gas, even while I'm waiting to go to the scross, continues to fall. It was down around about 4% after the news broke, but currently is down 9% off 6 cents, so currently at 58 cents a share. Sanford, after their result this morning that came out, they're currently at $7.16, which is off a little over 1%. And then Goodman, you just heard how strong the market is for industrial property. That's 2 cents stronger today and currently at $2.09 a share.
And the Australian market's just opened. What was the opening figure there, Ed?
It was actually unchanged, Madison, when it opened, but it is dropping slightly. We're off currently 4 points, so the ASX 200 is currently at 6,694 points.
What about that New Zealand dollar?
The New Zealand dollar, after supposed surprise yesterday being unchanged, you did see the New Zealand dollar strengthen. Currently, it's at that 64-cent mark, so currently against the US dollar, we are 64.14 cents. Against the Australian dollar, currently 93.8, buying 69.78 Japanese yen, right on 49.9 British pence, and then 58.27 euro.
And that leaves interest rates, oil and gold.
So 3-month bank bills are currently 1.3%. 10-year government bonds are at 1.478. Oil, you saw it strengthen a little bit overnight, currently buying US dollar 57.33 a barrel. And gold, currently $1,464 US dollars an ounce.
Thanks, Ed. That's Ed Glenny of Hobson Wealth Partners.